And you're 100% right, but that's why I say it's a compliment to the album, because the soundtrack is more so where Dre is now. It's
but
not
that's
him.
Not the movie.
I know that's not the movie, but that's why I say it's a compliment to the movie, because the movie takes you back. The soundtrack brings you where he is now.
That's not a compliment, and that's the antithesis.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm saying.
This is a big word.
He hit your ass. Right. He just eats it away. Right. One word. I guess you.
Dead End Hip Hop album review. Today we are reviewing the soundtrack by Dr. Dre for Compton. Before we get into that album review, make sure you go to deadendhiphop.com. Go on there, website's revamped, it's dope. Make sure you also go to our SoundCloud, man. We are starting to revamp Dead End Hip Hop. We're expanding, we're doing everything. We got some other ideas that may not involve all of us, but we are definitely involved, everything Dead End Hip Hop. Also, make sure you go check out New Music Fridays, man. Every Friday, we got the host Rock on there. All of the dopest hip hop projects coming out, mixtapes, albums, EPs, whatever. Also, make sure you go check out B's channel and Mike C's sound channel. I guess, and so back to the soundtrack review of Compton. And if you want to support, make sure you click the link in the description below to purchase it via iTunes. As soon as this dropped, I got it off of Apple Music, and I've been bumping it ever since. But I can't front, after watching the movie, the album is even better for me, because I didn't grow up on NWA like that. I got into hip hop a little bit later, more so like 95, 96. All of that stuff was late 80s, super early 90s. So I kind of missed that, but I went back and watching this movie, like, you really saw who these characters were. I always knew Dre as a producer. I know the music he makes. I know how he makes me feel. I always loved that. But I actually got to see him and why he is the way he is. And as a producer, you don't always get that personal feeling from their music, because they don't always write all of their stuff. Going to this project right here, the thing I was surprised about was the people that he got on here, because I wasn't expecting it. I was not expecting King Mez. I've been fucked with King Mez. I didn't know that he was on Dr. Dre's radar. I almost expected Kendrick to be, you know, on more than one track on this, obviously. I never heard of Just Us. I thought that person was good. Anderson .Paak, being from Compton. You know, there was a lot of artists. Yeah, he's dope as fuck. Like, there was a lot of artists that I either knew of or had no idea that when Dre put them in this room and said, this is what we're gonna do, what came out of it was beautiful. And I honestly think that this right here, if this is going to be Dr. Dre's last project,
The grand finale,
he went out the way that he should've went out. Because the stuff that was being released from Detox is like, your fans don't want that. This is what we wanted. I wanna say this, my favorite song on here, and I've been hyping this motherfucker up for a while right now, Just Another Day, The Game, he killed that shit. He killed it. I love that beat. Dr. Dre made that beat. That shit was crazy. Them horns, the way he rapped like two different people. You know what I'm saying? I think he's ready for Documentary 2. You heard that right here. People said it first. Documentary 2, I think it's gonna be dope. But, you know, I might be wrong. Exhibit.
I might be wrong.
Just in case.
I love the fact that he brought back Exhibit. Like, that beat switch for Exhibit. Exhibit was one of those guys I always fuck with, but I was never a big fan. But I always loved his voice, because it's so commanding.
It's like the overall consensus.
Yeah. It's so commanding. And then when you get him on a beat like that, he's just ripping it. Love that. But I think that the best song on this album, mainly because, you know, in 2015, we're still dealing with a lot of the stuff that happened, you know what I'm saying, in the early 90s and late 80s. It's a little bit different. I think it's as gruesome, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got people getting choked out saying, I can't breathe, by police, you know what I'm saying? So those type of things still happen. But I think the best song on here was Animals, because I think it was the perfect depiction of what the movie is, kind of the basis of how everybody came to be the crew, you know what I'm saying? Because It's real. It's real. Like, the only time they want to put cameras on us is when we fucking up some shit. But yeah, overall, I thought that this was an amazing project. To have so many different collaborations and for it to just work out, it definitely bumps in the whip, and I like it. And I think that it's a great compliment to the movie.
I think you needed the right inspiration. And I think the movie served as that. And, you know, it's part of the reason why he scrapped Detox, because, you know, it's been 16 years since we had a Dre album, and of course Detox became a running joke. And Dre was a victim of his own success. He put out two classics, The Chronic, 2001. Everywhere you went, when those albums dropped, they shit was playing. Like, you couldn't get away from it. I think this album fits that mold. And that's kind of what I was listening for. Like, what does a Dr. Dre album sound like 16 years later? It's contemporary without sounding dated, because you don't have that Dre sound throughout the whole album. And while I was missing that in spots, I think what he was able to do with it and work with the different producers that he managed to work with, I think served better. And the artists that he worked with, because you take Marsha Ambrosia and Jill Scott, they don't even really, they sound like themselves, but they don't. But I think for me, man, I think my favorite song on here has to be One Shot, One Kill. Fucking Snoop, man.
Did he go back and grab him from 93 or something?
He sounded
like, woo, dude.
He didn't even sound like
him. Like, a lot of the conversation about the album is centered around Deep Water. I think that's a lot of people's favorite track, and that is a good track, but One Shot, One Kill that followed that, like, that served as a great lead into One Shot, One Kill, and Snoop came in, he murdered that shit. And that was something else that I noticed about this album when I was listening to it, is that there are a lot of feelings in this album. And what I mean by that is, you listen to some of the content, like even Snoop and Dr. Dre, like, they take issue with the way the game is right now.
John Connor.
Yeah, John Connor, he was nasty too. Woo, he went in. Which is another thing, like, everybody that was on this album gave their A1 effort. This shit was great. But yeah, back to what I was saying, like, a lot of feelings. Like, it sounded like they had a lot of issues with the way the game is sounding. I know Snoop has said something about it. Dr. Dre said something about it as well. It sounded like at times Dr. Dre felt disrespected by the way he has been perceived, you know, so far, you know, 30 years in the game, and then people are disrespecting him. You know, a lot of that has to do with them promising Detox over and over again and not delivering. But Dre was like, it's not good enough. And it's been going on so long, it's not gonna be good enough for you guys, because that's not what you guys want.
Right.
So he scrapped it. And you gotta commend him for being man enough to be like, nah, it's not good enough. I'm not gonna put this out, because this isn't what I wanna put out. This isn't the quality that I feel like you guys should have.
I thought this was a really good album, man. I was really interested, because I remember when Dre initially did, I think on his show on
Beast One.
Beast One.
The Pharmacy.
Yeah. To see the excitement, you know, from Dre. You know, I was really intrigued by that. I'm like, okay, he's fine, he's dropping. Because I remember I told you, I'm like, man, Detox would have came out, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. Like, I wouldn't care. But to see him being so, you know, excited about the album and looking forward for people to hear it, I'm like, okay, check this out. And I'm so glad he had the features that he had on there, as far as the OGs. And I'm glad Q came out and had a dope verse.
Angry as hell.
Yeah, you know, it took me back to, I'm glad those artists that he put on, you know, the OGs that he had on there, they kind of gave me that early 90s, late 80s nostalgic feeling, like, as far as just the, you know, just the rawness of their verse. Like, Q, Snoop Dogg is another one of them. I'm glad Eminem came on Medicine Man and destroyed his verse. But that's a great way to go out on Dre's final album, you know, to really put the cherry on the top, because it was towards the end, right before Talking to My Daughter. So I'm glad Eminem came with one of my favorite, probably, guest verses on the whole album, Game. And then, like, the new people. I'm glad, you know, King Maz has some on Talk About It. Satisfaction, I thought that was dope. Dark Side, and super shout out to Drugs Beats, man. He got a production placement on there on the track Gone. It was a switch up on Dark Side, so I just want to shout out Drugs Beats, because that dude been putting in so much work. And for him to get a placement on the album this big, I thought it was pretty huge, man.
And what about Eazy-E's little interlude?
Love that.
Switch It, that shit was dope. I thought he was gonna, I thought they had some unreleased verse or something that they was gonna let him go in, but it was dope. The little interlude.
I thought that changed up, and then going into Drugs Beats, I was like, oh man, that's dope. Shout out to Cardiac Flatline too, that he produced Deep Water, which is you know, a lot of people's favorite standout track with Kendrick Lamar verse.
Loose Cannons was dope as fuck too.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of that Loose Cannons, that the switch up with Exhibit on there, that feeling of that beat, man, was just so LA, so Compton. Like, it just had such an LA feel to me, man, when that beat switched up on Loose Cannon. I was like, yo, I'm like, damn, this shit is fucking dope as hell. Exhibit, and I remember I was talking to him, I'm like, yeah, damn, he pulled Exhibit out. I was like, what
Exhibit I said, doing? Exhibit gonna,
yeah, gonna, I mean, I didn't think he was gonna be whack. Yeah. I'm like, damn, he got Exhibit out. I'm like, Exhibit haven't done nothing in a minute. Like I said, the features I thought was really good. Dre's production, I'm glad he didn't try to keep it like old West Coast-ish, but still kind of kept it new, you know, because I was a little worried about, like, I hope he didn't try to still be like, make it sound like a chronic album. But yeah, overall, I really like this album. This was a good album. I won't really throw it in like the amazing, the classic category, that, but you know how Twitter, you know, internet.
It was solid.
Yeah, it was a definitely solid project from beginning to end. Definitely.
For me, this album was just okay. I'm sure this is worlds better than what we were gonna get from what we're still gonna get from Detox, because y'all think it's not coming. Watch, he gonna surprise the fuck out of y'all next year.
It's, and like Detox, shit.
Yeah, he's like, oh man, Detox was whack, I'm not gonna drop it, so forget about it. Shit, Detox coming. Anyway, I'm sure this is a lot better than what he was planning to release with Detox, but I don't know, man, like, I was really, really, really worried when it started off and it was talk about it. I was like, wow, I don't like this song one single bit. And it wasn't the rappers. You know, I don't know King Mez, and I don't know Just Us. And they were rapping. They were definitely rapping. I didn't like the sound of the music itself. I was just like, wow, this is not what I wanted to hear from Dr. Dre. And it definitely got better, but overall, these songs didn't excite me at all. Like, I really honestly don't really see myself listening to this. I think what it is with me and Dre is, like you guys have all said, he put out two classic albums. And I think what made those albums classic is because at the time, nobody was touching them. When The Chronic came out, it was a brand new sound. Maybe not to people that are like our grandparents' age, but for people that are our age, or were our age, nothing shit sounded like that. It was like, what in the fuck? What are these sounds that he's using? This is crazy. Yep. Dr. Dre was an innovator. When Chronic 2001 came out, same thing. It was like, what sounds like this? It didn't even sound like Chronic, but it was a different sound, yeah, but still didn't amazing sound like, yeah, anything else. It was like, damn, this dude is fucking amazing. So when you fast forward 16 years, just like Ken said, I'm like, well, what does he sound like in 2015? Because it's like, there's so many producers out there, and there's so many different kinds of music. How is he gonna be able to come up with something that's completely different? For me, with this album, he didn't. He just made good beats and got a bunch of great rappers on him. And that's cool. Everybody on here did their thing. Everybody. I like Anderson .Paak. I don't know anything about that guy either. I'll say, like, some of my favorite tracks. Tracks like It's All On Me, I thought that track was dope. Dark Side, of course, I thought was dope. Loose Cannons, once the beat switched, I thought it was dope. At first, I did not like that song at all. But when the beat switched, I was like, okay, this is fresh. Deep Water was dope. One Shot, One Kill was dope. Other than that, the rest of these songs were just like, eh, man, I can take them or leave them. I loved hearing Exhibit, like you guys said. I loved hearing Cube, who just sounded like he was pissed the fuck off. It wasn't that Are We There Yet Cube, it was like that old Cube. Snoop definitely surprised me, because I didn't expect him to rap like that at all. But John Connor, I gotta give a shout out to John Connor, because he fucking snapped his ass off. But I think a lot of what kind of annoyed me with this album also was Dre himself. His rapping. And it wasn't that his rapping was bad. When I swear on my life, when I listened to that first song, I thought Dre was King Mez. Because it didn't sound like Dre at all. He didn't have that deep Dre voice, yeah, and he was rapping like Kendrick. So it's like, okay, we get it. You don't write your verses, and that's totally fine, whatever. You've never presented yourself as being that type of MC, and that's cool. That's totally cool with me. I just wish that the people that wrote for Dre kind of wrote it with Dre's voice in mind, as opposed to their own voice in mind. Because when I listen to this, I feel like I don't even need Dre rapping then. Because it's like, what's the point? Like on Chronic and Chronic 2001, even though M wrote a lot of Chronic 2001 and Snoop wrote Chronic, Dre had a voice. Like when you listen to those albums, you hear Dre. And it's not like his rapping style was that different from Chronic to Chronic 2001. He still had that Dre voice. If somebody played me these and I didn't know who it was, there's no way I would think this was Dr. Dre.
He fit in this one. I 100% agree with you, because at times I was lost as to, is this Dre? Is exactly. this him rapping? And then like even the game song that I like, I thought the second one was Dre, cause I didn't know where Dre was.
Right.
So he really fit in and didn't stand out. Everybody exactly. else did, exactly. and he was the only one that didn't.
To a certain degree, though, he also made other people fit in as well.
He did.
It's kind of like Marsha Ambrosia and Jill Scott. And even what he did with the Game's voice a little bit. Like you said, I didn't even know that was Game.
I didn't either.
Yeah, but he did that. So I think he also did that to himself.
But then he lost
the signature deep Dre voice that you were looking for. But I think when I take it in context of the whole album, you know, he kind of made everybody kind of fit in, and
that's
and
a problem. Because then, what's the point of having features, or what's the point of me even? What's the point of you even rapping if you're just gonna sound like somebody else? It's like my thing is,
He's done that before. There's been verses where he sounded like
verses on a whole album.
True, but just kind of like when you say he sounded like Kendrick, he sounded like this, that, and other. At times, Dre has sounded like the person that wrote the verse.
Absolutely.
There's been a verse where he sounded just like Jay-Z. You can tell Jay-Z
Absolutely.
Wrote the verse.
Still Gary. But his voice was still there.
His voice was still there. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like him. I don't mind him rapping with a different cadence a little bit or a different flow a little bit. His voice
just the
wasn't
tone
there.
Of his voice.
Yes, Dre has such a good voice
for
rap.
Yes, he does.
That's why I never had an issue with someone else writing his verses, because he sounds so fucking good on a beat, especially his own beats. But now it's like, okay, well, you're not there. I genuinely feel like if this wasn't a Dre album, I don't know how many people would really care that much. We have a level for Dre. And for me personally, I don't think that he held up that level. Dre is West Coast.
I feel
Dre is the heart of the West to me.
The West Coast has changed so much over the years that It's like I was annoyed at first, and I text B, and I said, there's one beat that actually sounds like a signature Dre beat, and that was the second half of Gone, but Dre didn't even produce it.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And that signature sound was sort of missing, but I think it would also sound a little bit dated. And Dre he worked with other producers on this album, and he ultimately was kind of like a producer for a whole album instead of a producer of beats. And artists as well.
So what are we looking to Dre for?
Right.
If Dre didn't produce it and he didn't write any of the raps and he doesn't rap like we expect Dre to rap, then what are we looking, why is this even a Dre album? What are we looking for with it? This is like a DJ Khaled project.
Right, it's like he's curating new artists.
Right.
He executively produced it. He got all of these artists, he got other producers, he might have tweaked some things, he put it together. But when you were talking originally, like, it does have a Dre touch to it. It has a Dre touch, the whole album. I think the way that he was able to fit everything in there,
I think it does.
Not
the Dre
we
know.
What are you talking about then? If it has a Dre touch to it, but not the Dre we know, what do you know about Dre?
I think they're talking about, like, the polishing.
The polishing.
The way it sounds so clean?
Exactly. I'm also talking about the way he arranged some of the tracks and the music on here as well.
I feel like if anybody can make a West Coast album that still sounds West Coast and doesn't sound dated, it should be Dre. He's one of the best producers to ever produce. So what do you mean, like, he can't do that?
But y'all
were kind of implying that he can't do that. You said, you can Dre actually do that? And I'm saying, yeah, I feel like Dre could do that if he wanted to. Say what?
I'm with you. But I also think because this album was inspired by the movie, this wasn't like a standalone Dre album. This wasn't Detox. This isn't just me trying to do something. I was inspired by this. And that's why I said that I feel like it was a great compliment to the movie. Like a standalone project, I think that you're 100% right. It falls right in the middle. People aren't gonna necessarily love it. They ain't gonna hate it. They're gonna like it.
When I first listened to it, much like you, I was like, this doesn't sound like a Dre album.
Right.
And I went back and listened to The Chronic in 2001. I was like, man, like this took me back. Right. And I was like, and still I was like, damn, can this album live up to the standards that the album? Then I was like, well, am I really? Why am I trying to compare it a little bit, because it is 16 years later.
Let yourself be human. That is a human feature. Like, if you hear an album by an artist, the same artist, right, doesn't matter how many years later, you're going to compare it. You can't not do that.
There will be comparisons, but at the same time, it's still 16 years later. So what? So like, do we still expect...
This dude, I mean, we have to expect greatness from this guy. And a certain sound.
Right. And I'm not even saying the album isn't great. It's not great to me, but I'm not even saying the album isn't like a good project.
Yeah,
it's just not a good Dre project.
Abandoned the sound that he was known for.
And, okay, you know what? I'm okay with him abandoning the sound. This album sounds like any other hip hop album just done really well. This album is not an innovative project. Nah. And that itself is what I look to for Dre.
Right.
Not necessarily the none of that. Mm-hmm. I look to Dre to make a sound that nobody else is doing.
Right.
He did not do that with this.
Mm-mm.
He made a good hip hop project. I can get a good hip hop project from anybody.
Right. Times has changed now. Like it's, and like you say, it's a lot more West Coast artists out there that we probably would rather listen to over this project.
Right.
In my opinion.
Right. Me too.
Like I'll pop on another West Coast artist, and that shouldn't be the case.
No.
If Dre come out, it should be like, I'm killing everything on the West Coast.
Yes.
That's how it should be.
And I disagree with this being the perfect compliment to the movie. I understand he was inspired by the movie, but look at the what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking about LA in 1991? 89 to 91,
yeah.
Right?
And it sounds kind of bubbly, like it doesn't sound...
Right!
Yeah.
This does not sound gritty.
Yeah.
This does not sound like you got the Ice Cube face. This sounds like, okay, cool, I'm riding, and that's cool.
It's clean,
that's
it's cool. Real
it's
clean.
It's too fucking clean. It's too fucking clean.
No, yeah, you're 100% right, but that's why I say it's a compliment to the album because the soundtrack is more so where Dre is now. It's
but
not
that's
him.
Not the movie.
I know that's not the movie, but that's why I say it's a compliment to the movie because the movie takes you back. This the soundtrack brings you where he is now.
That's a compliment, and that's the antithesis.
Oh,
I'm saying
this is a big word.
He hit your ass. Right. He just eats it away. One word. He's like, I'll give you time to look that up.
I'm saying it's the polar opposite. It's like if I'm a perfect compliment to Straight Outta Compton would take me back to that era.
Right.
The album doesn't do that for you, or it doesn't do that at all. But I guess for me, it was a compliment. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to see how Dr. Dre, like what made Dr. Dre.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so it makes it a circle. Exactly. So for me, that's what I'm saying, it's a perfect compliment for me because it paints the perfect picture for Dre. For me, you know what I'm saying?
And I want to make this 100% clear before anybody starts tripping. I'm not saying this is a bad project. I'm just saying for Dre, this did not excite me. So I'm like, okay, well, if he's dropping a soundtrack to Compton, I'm expecting to be taken to Compton in 1989,
right?
But have it a little bit modernized,
right?
Because Dre could do that, but
exactly.
He didn't do that.
He
just released
a
cool hip hop project.
Dr. Dre, if you watching, if this is your last project, man, I'm good with it, bro. I'm good with it. You gave me two classics before it. You gave me this that I'm definitely bumping in the whip. So I'm fine. I don't know what else you're gonna do, but as long as you find inspiration, you know what I'm saying? Continue to make music. I don't want you to stop. Continue to make music. I don't know if I want a whole project from you. I'll put you in that Jay-Z category. But I fuck with this project, bro. Keep fucking with artists. Keep fucking with the Kendricks. Keep fucking with the King Mezes of the world. You know what I'm saying? Help other people because that's part of what you've always done. And as long as you continue to do that, you're always gonna be part of hip hop. You're always part of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, so just do you, Dre. I know I always sound the goddamn same, but what am I supposed to tell a motherfucker that made $1 billion? You know what I'm saying? Like. Just in hit, like coming up out of nothing, just making beats, believing in himself, and making it. There's nothing for me to tell you, bro. You got two classics under your belt, man.
Man, get off right there.
You made albums, you know, back then that coincided with the times that you were in, and I think that you kind of did the same thing now. And,
you know what? No,
I'm not letting that go.
It's
a contemporary sound.
You said that Dre made albums that went with the times. Chronic did not go with the times at all. That's what made it classic. Think about what was coming out when Chronic came out. But Chronic sounded nothing like anything else in the world.
What a fuck.
Hey man, go give me your pass, man. It's cool.
I'm not giving them a pass.
You are, man. You are.
You know what?
You are, man.
Just do you, Dre.
You supposed to be.
Go be.
You know, like I did say in my review, I was like, by him being on an interview and him being excited, I was a little intrigued. Was I expecting, you know, based on the songs he released before, and at the, like I said, at that point, I just got tired of hearing it, and I wasn't really excited about a Dre album. I did go into this album with just like, okay, I got a solid, good Dre album, and from front to back, I liked the features. I liked all the OG features that was on here. I thought they delivered. Yeah, he didn't give me the, like I said, the typical Dre production, but like Mike said, to Mike's point, you know, he's good at doing something different. And I mean, he didn't do that, but he still put out a solid, I think from a production standpoint, a solid album from front to back.
Dre, well, you will always be a legend in my eyes. This will not sully that that status, because this is not a bad project. What I feel is Chronic was an amazing Dre project. Chronic 2001 was an amazing great Dre project. And I feel like this was just a cool hip hop album. It didn't come across to me as another Dre project. So I really don't have anything to say or to tell you to do. I know you're gonna continue making music, maybe not as a rapper and whatever, but I know I'm still gonna hear your beats. I'm still gonna probably hear your voice every now and again, and I'm cool with that. Personally, I do hope to get another project from you. I don't want this to be your last project. Not because it's bad, but because I wanna get good West Coast music. And I think if anybody can set the West back on fire, it's Dr. fucking Dre.